How you guys doing? So tough loss on Sunday. Big challenge ahead of us this week. We're excited that we're going to be, back on the field. Very good opponent. Buffalo's getting better and better on special teams every week. They're playing with a lot of confidence. They have three kicker-punter type combinations. They got a kickoff guy, a punter, obviously, and a field goal kicker who hit a big, game winner against Detroit a couple weeks ago. Their cover guys are outstanding. They're well coached, and we have our work cut out for us. Hopefully, we're up to the challenge.
They talk about team speed on their offense being one of the strengths. Is that the case for special teams too?
I think so. They use offensive players on their core special teams. Number 15 does a great job. 81 easily is possibly the top, in the top three or four core special teams players in the AFC. I've been telling our guys that all week, and he's injured right now. If he plays, obviously that's another challenge for us.
Any consideration the way Cordero brought one of those kickoffs out? It looked like his hip was bothering him pretty significantly. Was there a consideration to make a change there?
Yeah, there'll always be the consideration for that. If he's healthy, he'll go. If he's not, then we have Marcus Waiten ready to roll. Joe Banyard could go. Jarius Wright, Jerick McKinnon. We've got a lot of guys that we use either in the preseason or have enough experience that we feel comfortable with putting them out there. So if he can't go, then we've got people ready.
The hip, the reason for that, or what?
I think initially that's may have been the case. I think his hip was bothering him a little bit. He didn't communicate that with me because I know he wants to be out there, and there might have been some miscommunication on whether or not what his job was to do on that. We practiced it again today. It's called a squib alert. We put another returner out there in case they squib the ball to us. They kicked it deep. We still have a return call, and I think there was a little miscommunication there and misunderstanding of what we wanted from him on that play. So we'll get that corrected as we go forward.
Is he more vulnerable to contact, or is it acceleration that's his issue?
I know when he's healthy enough to be out there, neither one. If he is struggling a little bit, it's probably both, because he won't be able to accelerate, or, if he'll take a shot on that hip, it's obviously going to bother him. So, if he's healthy enough to go out there, he'll be utilized to the max, and then I'm sure he'll give us 100%.
What did you see from Locke's performance after watching film?
He had three really nice punts, and he had four that were not as nice, and they were, difficult conditions, but most of his punts were into the wind, where the other guy had most of his punts were with the wind, so it's just kind of the way it worked out, and it'll work itself out. It'll even itself out as the year goes on. Jeff needs to understand that he is definitely strong enough to kick into any type of wind, and he's got to trust his technique and trust his leg swing and his drop, and he'll correct some of those errors. But the three he hit were really, really nice, big-time punts. And the other four, we just got to make those miss hits 4-3 hang times instead of 3-8 hang times.
Ralph Wilson, one of the more unpredictable stadiums?
I think so, Brian. To be honest with you, I've only been there for one preseason game in my whole career, so this will be the first regular season game. And I know it's going to be windy. I think it's going to be a little bit warmer than it usually is this time of year out there. The good thing is we've been dealing with wind in the practice or, at TCF, and hopefully that won't bother us. Like a surprise onside? Whenever we have one in, if I think it's there, obviously it's up to the head coach, but, it's one of those things I can let them know if I think it's there or it's not there. And I know that's kind of the way what Indy's been doing and that sort of thing. And that's, it's a good question, but I look at it more in the lines of kickoff return. We have to be prepared for that surprise onside. So that's been my focus in being sound to make sure we take that away.
Do you think it's been de-emphasized any more or less, over the years in the across the league?
I think it depends on who the opponent is. Indianapolis did a great job with it there the three times they got it this year. In years past, Tennessee's been fantastic at it. We played them a couple years ago, and we knew it was coming, yet they still almost got it. We were fortunate we ended up getting the ball. It depends on the kicker and how good he is on it and what surface you're playing on, grass, turf, et cetera.
Over the years, has that changed at all?
Kickoff-wise or kickoff return? Kickoff-wise, if we have it in that week, we'll practice it. But on kickoff return-wise, we practice it 2-3 times every week. So we have to be ready for it.
Based on what you saw the last series, or is that something you can do when you see them lining up for that particular kick?
For us, our kickoff return?
Yeah, not kickoff return.
Kickoff. Yeah, it'll be if they're doing what we think or we saw on tape, and the reason we put in a surprise onside would be something that we saw on tape. If we think it's there, then I'll recommend that to the head coach, and then he'll make that call.
Do you like the kicker combinations, the one that does the kickoffs and the one that kicks?
No, I hate it. I don't like that at all. I think what you lose is a, you lose a core special team player on game day. Now you have to dress for four specialists instead of three, and to me that guy's a quality core special teams guy. So I've never liked it. You know, if you have to do it, you have to do it. And to be honest, I think Carpenter's a really good kickoff guy too, but he's an outstanding field goal guy. They got a young kicker who's had a great leg, and it works for them.
Zimmer mentioned a couple times this week that he wasn't happy with special teams. Do you think that was beyond Locke? Were there more issues that he's talked to you about?
I think the biggest thing that's been communicated to me would be the penalties, and I agree with him 100%. We're doing some really good things on special teams. We're covering punts well. We're kicking off well. We're kicking field goals well. Field goal blocks had great effort. You know, we blocked a PAT, a low PAT against New Orleans. Kickoff return, we've had a couple of big plays, but it's the penalties that are killing us, and that's very unlike our team. You know, last year we were probably penalized 14 times. The whole year we've already been penalized 9 or 10 times. So that's where I think, you know, I'm not, you know, going to speak for Coach, but Coach has mentioned to me that it's the penalties that have hurt us. So I think we're playing really well in certain areas, but if we eliminate the penalties, we'll get even better.
Someone said someone back-to-back games, do you consider moving him off of special teams?
I've told those guys if they're in a repeat offender, they're in danger of being off the core teams, because we got to be able to trust the guys that are out there. They're not going to get penalized. And I like what Antone's doing. He's playing hard. He prepares hard. He's a rookie. He's overzealous at times. But if we tone that down, we'll be fine.
Does that just have to do with all the young guys in general?
Well, it's like that every year. I mean, we deal with young guys every year, so I'm not going to use the young guys as an excuse. I think we just need to do better. I got to do a better job of coaching up and coaching the techniques and making sure that when they get in those certain situations, they don't pull the trigger in terms of being, you know, getting that penalty. I think we have to do a better job with our decision making at the end of plays. And you know, we had the one against Price against Green Bay. The kickoff return is a 50 some yard kickoff return, 7-0 game. Who knows what happens in that game if we keep that return. Punt return, we've had a couple this year that have hurt us. I think four overall, whereas last year I think we had four for the whole season on punt return. So we have work to do in that regard, and it's been addressed. It'll continue to be addressed, and we got to make sure we trust the guys that are out there.
See that fine for Hexum?
Yes, very much so. Very much so.
He didn't agree that even the flag was right.
I think the flag, and the way I have to coach that is that they're going to throw that flag because it's a safety issue, because it ended up being helmet to helmet. And it was close, but it was helmet to helmet, in my opinion. So it wasn't mean or malicious on his part. You know, I think he was just trying to make an aggressive play, and it just happened to be there. He just can't lower his head. He's got to lead with his hands, and that's what I've taught him, you know, told him to do. Couple more. Come on, pressure's on. Klein, we good? What's that?
Thank you for next week.
There we go. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.